You're listening to the audio production of Christmas at Carnton by Tamara Alexander, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
Chapter 1, November 13, 1863, Franklin, Tennessee, 21 miles south of Nashville. Very nice stitching, Mrs. Prescott. Aletta looked up, not having heard her employer's approach. Focused on her task, she was determined to leave the factory on time that afternoon. It was a special day, after all, and Andrew would be excited. Her son needed this encouragement. They both did. "Thank you, Mr. Bodine, for your kind words. You always do excellent work, Mrs. Prescott. Every stitch, so straight and even, perfectly matching the one before." She smiled her thanks despite perceiving a negative quality in his voice. Not that Mr. Bodine ever sounded jovial. Unmarried, not much older than she was, he always seemed a sad sort, a discontented, melancholy man. But then, how could any able-bodied, healthy man maintain a sense of self-worth, much less pride, when he'd chosen to stay behind and work in a factory instead of joining the rest of the men who'd left home and loved ones to fight in the war, like her beloved Warren had done? Her throat tightened with emotion. Would it always hurt this much? She swallowed. Nearly 1 month to the day since she'd received the letter from the War Department, yet she still had trouble believing he was gone. Perhaps if she could see his body one last time, she'd be better able to accept that. "Would you join me in my office, Mrs. Prescott?" "In your office, sir?" Aletta paused mid-stitch and looked across the rows of seamstresses to the clock on the factory wall. 4:15.